pay attention to the stories of people around the world who are trying to warn you of what might be down the road when it comes to digital control. It's by learning from the stories of those around us that we can better protect ourselves and get ready for the fight that is coming. I'm here at the Oslo Freedom Forum. So I've just been doing a whole lot of traveling around Europe. I've been meeting with freedom activists in various countries. I've been hosting privacy workshops, and it's been an eye-opening experience. Hearing from people who are living under some of the worst regimes in existence, even attending a conference like this could be enough to get them sent to jail. There was a great talk by a woman from Togo.
I grew up under a military regime.
And how it took her a long, long, long time to understand that the regime itself was the enemy. When you're surrounded by propaganda and that's all you hear, you don't quite realize that it's propaganda.
In the innocence of your childhood, you believe this is normal. Then one day everything changes for you. You feel so angry that for years you have been told a completely different story at school and that you have chanted, danced for, and praised a man responsible for such horror.
I'm looking at all the propaganda that she couldn't see for a long time in her country. And I start thinking, okay, well, what propaganda am I not seeing where I live? You know, what am I not noticing? There was an interesting anecdote brought up this conference about the Titanic and how when it was sinking, people didn't want to leave the ship. There were all of these lifeboats that started leaving half empty because so many people couldn't believe that the Titanic could even sink. And it wasn't until it was too late that they all started clamoring and started to get on these lifeboats so that they could escape. You have a lot of people in the West right now looking at their country and saying, oh, this ship can never sink. We have so much freedom and it doesn't matter if we give away our rights, our privacy rights, if we acquiesce to this government mandate for ID checks. We have so much freedom, we can't possibly lose it. Going to a conference like this is a reality check. And it reminds us of how easily freedom can be lost. When you list the stories of some of the people here, it wasn't that their country has always been under authoritarian rule. You had politicians who came to power campaigning on all kinds of freedom issues, you know, and democracy. And then they just get into power and they just slowly entrench their power and they just set up more ID checkpoints and they just start to set up more surveillance networks and systems of control. And the next thing you realize is that person has come to power and entrenched their power so much that they can't be removed anymore.
When you don't grow up under dictatorship, you might think that the people who do may be morally deficient or maybe they lack courage. But the reality is that dictatorship is a system of engineered compliance.
It's when you train the population to just put up with things or accept your freedom being taken away. And when you're told not to push back or when people are silenced for saying certain things and so people just stop saying those things of their own volition.
For daring oppose the regime, you find yourself persecuted. They do not just make sure that you, the dissidents, pay for your disobedience, but they make sure that your entire community pays for it. And of course, what was expected of me from those friends and relatives and family members is that I give up and that I become silent.
There are so many ways that we are controlled on the internet that we don't realize. And it's so helpful to take a step back and look at these mechanisms to think, are there certain forces of control that are creeping in that I perhaps haven't noticed? And what tools should I be building right now or using right now to make sure that we never descend further into a place where we can stop people protesting, you know, silence people who are speaking out about abuse of power? How do we safeguard these self-correcting mechanisms in society and protect ourselves from descending into tyranny? Right now, we have never seen so much authoritarian control in the digital space. We have government ID mandates being forced on us, which will act as a gatekeeper or a permission slip to access a browser to search the internet. We already have to use certain operating systems in order to download certain apps that all have centralized gatekeepers. We're like frogs in boiling water. And so much of the internet that started out as this wonderful promise of freedom and connection globally with people over the other side of the world has turned into one of the most oppressive tools for control that we've ever seen. And it's been a real slow process. We seem to be voting away all the privacy that we take for granted, or just letting it get taken from us, or just being complicit when governments say, no, you can no longer use that privacy tool, or we're going to target that privacy developer. It's really helpful being here around all of these people who are fighting under such horrendous circumstances and learning from their stories, learning from them what the red flags were, to contextualize what these people are going through and why privacy is so important to them, so that people in other countries understand the value of it. And to look at our own environment and see what similar red flags do I see? Where am I being stripped of rights? Where am I being silenced? Where are people being controlled? One of the red flags for me is absolutely the entrenchment of the surveillance state. Because when we get to a point where we can no longer communicate privately, you know, meet privately, make transactions privately, support political causes privately, travel through our city without being tracked by cameras, that's a huge issue. We will end up in a situation where tyranny already takes hold. And by the time we look around and wake up to that fact, we've lost all of the tools that used to be at our disposal to push back. We've lost those self-correcting mechanisms that used to allow us to shine light on abuse of power and things like that. Maybe we no longer have whistleblowers because it's too scary to operate, because the pervasive surveillance on the internet has gotten too difficult to get around. Maybe we've lost investigative journalists for the same reason, because it becomes too dangerous for them to operate, because the targeting and silencing of people who speak out becomes too easy. Maybe we lose opposition party members because people are able to just slowly take control or even use things like social media algorithms to sway votes, to convince people of things that aren't true, to get people to think in a certain way because, you know, they're convinced that certain groups hate them and so they should hate them back. If someone wants to entrench their power, they have all of the means necessary to do that. They have that entire surveillance apparatus working at their disposal.
In my country, Togo, people have been arrested, prosecuted, and jailed for years simply because they contributed financially to the resistance. One of those people I met in person for the first time yesterday after he has spent 8 years in prison, and he has just been released on Monday. My countryman, Aziz Goma, who is in the audience with us today.
As we in the West give up more and more of our rights and we listen to the propaganda that is being fed to us, where people tell us, oh, it's for the children, oh, it's to fight against terrorism, we need to be far more vigilant. And we need to realize that this is the same technique used by countless authoritarian regimes in history who are really looking to consolidate control. Control over the digital world, control over the financial sphere. And we should push back, because if we don't have freedom in those spaces, if we don't have privacy, then it's so easy for entrenched power to become even more entrenched. We just can't allow that to happen. So we have to be okay with pushing back. We should not allow ourselves to be conditioned and to believe this propaganda that privacy is a tool for criminals. No, privacy is the foundation of a free society. We have to fight for it. We still have the ability to fight back, but we may not in a couple of years. We might have an internet that has so much surveillance baked into it that we can no longer push back against these bad laws or try to get these politicians voted out or show dissent. There are already countries that we would have previously called very free that are arresting people for what they say on social media. When this kind of freedom of speech is taken away from us, we need to start seeing the red flags, and we need to start looking at these systems of control that are being put in place to censor people, to monitor their transactions, to monitor their movements, to monitor who they're associating with. And we need to push back while we still can. With the advent of AI and it being hijacked as a means of surveillance and control, and that just ramping up, things are going to get really, really different, really, really fast. If we decide that we finally want to leave the boat, it's going to be too late. Maybe we're lucky and things never actually hit that tipping point and, you know, we can't fight back. Maybe that never happens. But I don't think we should leave it up to chance. We should fortify the institutions and the tooling and the community building that will help us be resilient if that were to happen. Pay attention to the stories of people around the world who are trying to warn you of what might be down the road. The globe is all kind of moving in the same trajectory when it comes to digital control. And it's by learning from the stories of those around us, around the globe, that we can better protect ourselves and get ready for the fight that is coming.
Dictatorship is not a permanent system. It is a constructed one. But the beauty of what is constructed is that it can also be dismantled through the courage of those who refuse to abide by the rules of the oppressors. And we are only just getting started. Thank you.